driving. It's a noisy boat.
It's just where we are seated by the engine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also it's going backwards at the moment, I think. So it's it'll be in a, you know, a rougher gear.
Yeah, it's cool.
Technical term.
Okay.
We're virtually up against the bank.
Yeah, yeah. We go. It's interesting because we go sort of half. We sort of go a few miles, you know, a couple of miles down, and then we turn round again.
Yeah.
And then we come back.
Yeah. So we should see both.
Yeah. Like,
I haven't really seen much of the Severn, so
yeah,
nice to see.
Oh, it's getting cold already.
You could do a similar thing at Worcester as well.
Yeah, they right. do. I've been on one with Andrew and his mum and dad.
Are there any that, you know, that go actually between the places, you know, anywhere you could get on at Worcester, get on the Tuesday or something like that?
Not ordinary. You'd have to
charter it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
right,
thank you.
I won't leave it because it's a Pyrex bowl. But
okay. Thank you very much. Go on, fans, have some water.
It's all right, good boy. Usually they don't. I can't leave it because it's Pyrex.
No, I understand that. Go on, fans, have some water. Come on.
I got a 6 Labradors, so I always smell doggy.
Oh, I see.
No one's occupied.
He had a fair bit of water earlier on,
yeah,
so he may just be full.
He's more interested in you, I think.
Yeah.
Are
you okay with dog friend?
Oh, yeah, fine, thanks, yeah. Oh, he's just choked over the boat.
Thank you for trying.
No, it's alright, thank you.
No, he just tipped over the side. Where are we going, Vance?
I think you might want to sit.
Come on. Good boy.
So, yeah, we turn the boat and we're heading downstream, so I'm afraid the sun's on the other side at the moment.
Oh, right, okay.
Don't worry,
but at least
it.
You'll get up when we turn again and go
yeah.
back
yeah.
upstream, you'll get it then.
You're right, I've got my senses in a complete muddle. I assumed that downstream was the other way.
I know, yeah, it's a bit disorientating, hasn't
it?
It
is
happens.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shame, people are stuffing inside.
Oh, well, we'll probably end up inside because we'll probably get cold.
Probably.
Yeah. But I think the problem is if they hang outside, they're in the right noise. Yeah.
So is the river fairly full at the moment?
No, it's about normal.
Right,
it's about
okay.
normal. It gets much, much higher in winter.
Yeah.
Well, whenever it floods, it can flood any time.
Yeah.
More often it floods in winter.
Yeah.
But no, it's about normal.
Okay.
So, well, maybe even slightly low, really.
And what sort of depth does it get to in the middle of the channel?
It's as you go
yeah,
down,
yeah.
but sort of 4 or 5 metres.
Okay.
Yeah, so
it's fairly reasonable depth, isn't it?
Plenty enough for this boat. On this boat's got about 2.5 metres at the back here.
Yeah, okay.
Of draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get to points in the summer where you can't go out?
Well, because it gets too low.
Yeah.
No,
it stays
never seems to get much below this. No.
Yeah.
I guess they've got some sort of management schemes in place, some different
weirs and things
they can open
yeah.
here and there and keep the levels fairly constant. But
yeah.
When we go canoeing in on the Y, we have a number we have
yeah.
to ring, and it tells you it like announces in a funny voice
yes.
the depth of the river and
oh, right, okay.
whether it's safe and all that sort of stuff.
Oh,
yeah, because it can get quite dangerous the Y actually.
Yes.
I've been canoeing on the Y.
Yeah.
And the rapids can get quite fierce in places, can't they?
Yeah. Oh, there's quite a few places where you've got
yeah.
to be really careful when you go, because you can end up being stuck in an opposite boat type sort of thing.
Oh, right, okay.
Like an eddy? Or?
Oh, what, sorry?
Oh, like a dead end, a cul-de-sac. You go around and
well,
get stuck down there.
I'm not quite sure what they're called, but it's where there's stagnant water.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean,
yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've been canoeing on the way. It's nice, isn't it? Mm, incredible.
Very pleasantness.
Yeah.
Do you like boat trips?
Should I do an audio bit?
You could do. Yep. Have you got your phone about?
Yep. And
oh,
my
you've got
stereo
the
mic
tank, haven't
and
you?
Stuff. Yep.
Yep.
It'll be
geotagged as well then.
It will. Work out where we were.
I'm not feeding you a sales pitch or anything, but if I can get you a tea, coffee, anything from the bar, then I'll
thank you.
Catch it for you.
Do they do proper coffee or is it Nescafe?
It's just instant, yeah.
Oh, I think I won't bother.
Yeah. Do you have what ales do you have at all?
There's one ale on cask and it's Marston's EPA.
Okay.
Oh, right, okay.
It's not bad, apparently.
These have one EPA.
I think I might just leave it because I've had a couple of pints already today.
Just a couple.
Yeah. Okay.
We've been going around the pubs.
It's all right for some.
Yes, following the singers around. Following. There's been some sessions around there.
Excellent.
So,
good day then.
I wouldn't mind a half of the EPA.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. If that's possible.
Yeah.
Do you know how much it is?
I think 3.20.
£3.20 for a pint. Yeah.
Okay. So it would be, £1 something?
60. I think, I mean, it could be £3.40, I think £3.20, but...
Okay, bear with me a moment.
I can bring you back the right change.
Fine. That is one...
They're not singing!
Oh, well, we've got no audience.
Well, we're listening and they're not singing!
Sorry, I have got...
Can you tell them to sing on the way past, please? We want to hear some singing.
I'll ask them.
come on here to go on the boat and hear some singing and they've stopped.
Dan, do you want a drink?
Dan, do you want a drink?
Oh,
they've got Marston's EPA.
EPA, yeah.
What ciders have you got on the tool, please?
There's no cask or anything, but we've got, I think it's Stoneford out of Keg.
Oh, right.
And there's bottles of Magnus as well.
Thank you. Can I have a half of Stoneford, please?
Yeah, of course you can, yeah.
Do you know what?
Good lad.
All right, I'm going to have a half.
I'm going to give up on hunting
for
my change now. And,
do they have wine?
Yes, yeah, what to take your pick? It's white, red, dry.
Like Pinot or something?
Yeah, we've got Pinot white, yeah.
Yeah. Can I have a Pinot, please?
Yeah, of course you can, yeah.
Would the sensible be thankful if you tell me how much it is when you come back?
I'll do that.
Thank you.
Well,
I said to Pete,
because Pete was saying to me that you like your beers, and I think
I'll
take you to the Plough in Worcester.
Yeah,
and I'll have about four or five real ales on there, and they're really nice as well, really, really good, really
excellent.
Varied real ales.
So, this is Upton-on-Severn. We're on the boat.
We're now live on the Boodiverse.
But the thing is that the boat people who are singing people have stopped singing.
But we're on a boat, so it's all good.
Yeah, and we're getting drinks, but they're not singing. So I've asked the man to tell them, please can they sing, because we're listening and they're not singing.
They might require your attendance inside.
Maybe.
You could go and join in.
I could. I'll have my drink first, though. Might be in the singing then.
I mean, it sounded all right to me earlier.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I've got the zoom there.
And so I'm here with Robert, RJ Nets, Andrew, ADHODGSON, at Hodgson, and Dan, who isn't on audio boo yet and should be.
And who can't hear us from here.
No, but he should be on audio. He'll hear it later. Reckon, so.
Oh yeah, I really like it. I mean, I use it all the time.
It's a brilliant news source.
Whoops.
It's technical. It's a lot of great technical. There's a lot of technical.
You should go on as Raver Dan.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just there does seem to be a lot of technical stuff.
You don't have to follow that.
But how does the hashtag thing work when you actually?
It works however you want it to work. It was invented by users.
Yeah.
And, if you're doing something completely new, you invent your hashtag.
Fair enough.
And if you're contributing to something that other people have started, use the hashtag that they're using.
Yeah.
So you might do a hashtag, say, like, hash rave.
Well, I've invented a hashtag, folk on the boat. I've tagged you. Sorry, Pete.
Are you on Twitter now, then, Dan?
No.
You should go on.
I think she's checked you in on Facebook.
Oh, Dan has?
Yeah.
Ah.
I have to check you all in because all of you are on my Facebook, including Robert as well. I find
Twitter is really good for travel stuff these days. That when, I mean, yesterday the trains were in an utter mess coming out of London and no announcements at Reading, but I could find out on Twitter what was going on.
Oh, I use Twitter for all sorts of things.
It was quite a mess, wasn't it?
It was a mess, yeah.
It was a very good job. I ordered you a taxi from Shrub Hill.
What time did you get there?
It was meant to be 8:15 and it ended up being
I missed the first train because I took too long packing.
Oh dear.
Took the next one, which then got delayed at the level crossing. Eventually got to Reading, where no trains were coming through at all. Because there's a broken down one around Slough somewhere and it's blocking the fast line. And apparently they had to take trains back into Paddington and then back out on the relief line.
Ooh.
It was all very messy. So I eventually, what time was it? It was just past nine,
about
wasn't
10
it?
10:09
Ten past nine, I got there.
Did you have anything to eat?
We did, yeah.
Well, I did eventually. We got to met. Fee had been sitting in Collegio's for hours.
About a year.
So I got to eat there. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I've got my stereo backwards on this thing.
Well, that's no good, is it? Well, you have to keep going backwards now, otherwise it'll be confusing.
Yeah.
If you keep it going backwards, then you can swap the channels.
Not really, because it's an audio boo. Oh, well.
Oh, right.
Audio boo people, just like, I don't know, turn your headphones around or something.
This boat's going backwards, yeah.
So you're on the left instead of the right, Robert. I think.
I gather you're a fairly IT-ish person.
Who, me? Yeah.
How did you get into it?
I don't know, really.
You always were. I mean, even when I was at school with Andrew when we were like 10 and 11, he always...
Hi, right, so Stouffer's.
Make these.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
I'll put them in pint glasses because the half pint glasses we've got are not very stable.
No, that's fine. That's really useful.
The pint glasses
are
good.
It always tastes better anyway.
Thanks very much. No worries. So, 100 BPA.
If you just give me one sec, I'm just going to put the dog leaf on my foot.
If you give it to me, I'll take it and then I'll give it.
Alright, that's fine. Thank you.
And a glass of Pinot.
Thank you.
Alright. I'm sorry about the plastic glasses.
I'm just tipping yours into mine now.
Yeah.
This is 8.85
or two.
And it was 170 for each of the halves, and then 375 for the wine.
I knew you'd be the most expensive.
I'm sorry, it's not terribly cheap. I'm sorry.
Sounds like fine, don't worry at all.
He's paying, it's right.
Okay, I'll bring you a change back.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, enjoy your drink.
No, borrow that one off you.
Yeah, thank you
very much. Sorry? Okay. Occasionally it happens.
How often you have a bath?
Terrible. So rude.
I know.
Mind you, you all know this. No,
I've known Dan since I was 6 and Andrew since I was 11. So you're the new boy, actually.
Very much so. I'm thinking Dan, though, would be, you know, with your reasonable number of people.
I find that though, it's the blind, you know, you just meet all these people and they all know each other. And
actually, that stuff that you spray on your hands when you go to the toilet at festivals.
Oh, thank you. That's lovely. How's your beer?
It's not too bad, actually.
Which one do you get?
EPA.
Oh, the same, yeah.
That's all
it is quite earthy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like the toilet. It's not like the
toilet. Just wait till you get to the power and we can get you on the...
Yeah, that'd be good. How does this compare to your garlic one?
Oh,
I did enjoy that.
That was disgusting. It really was.
Why did you have garlic beer? Where did that come from?
It came from the Isle of Wight when I went on the bell ringing holiday in the Isle of Wight. And we bought it. Yeah, I bought a load of other beers as well. I've got quite a few other beers from there as well, from the Yates Brewery. But because the Yates do the garlic beer for this garlic farm.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm going to have to get rid of this now.
because the woman, when I bought this, the woman said, the longer you leave, because it's got a clove of garlic in the bottom of it.
Yes.
And the woman said, the longer you leave it, the more garlic it will be. So I thought, I'll take it now. But actually, when I opened it, you just opened it and you could just smell the garlic. And not only that, at the end of it, I took the clove of garlic out at the bottom of it. And I just had a bit of the garlic, and it was just tasteless. So it'd obviously been there for quite some time.
Because I was going to say, to try cooking with the garlic. It would be interesting,
I just tried
beer pickled garlic.
I just tried some of the garlic from the thing, and it just didn't taste. It had obviously, the flavour of it.
It's definitely different.
I realise I can take
it. What are they singing? They are.
Other sorts.